Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Rough Riders, we back. You know the streets don't know how to act.
Let's go!
To a funeral, the body looks beautiful. What? Now you can let them know it's real wherever kiss that. Your face get broke though, I don't know who can fix that. You might have to ask Ye that, I don't play that. What? I was moving that van of white before stage act. 500 stacks in the condo, blanco, handshake, eye contact when I combo. Fake and the phony don't mix, real homies roll thick, real rollies don't tick, you're lying. And your stupid head chain tied up, but you expect people to believe in the real family.
Real good girl, biggest thing to my itty bitty girl. Caught her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand, sitting hot, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see, I say I don't know but you say gladly. And when we both do it, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can't rhyme, well you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car, this abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Hey, how we ball in the club, I know you hate it. Mommy dancing on the floor like she naked. When she lay down with you, I know she take it. All the girls give it to me, I ain't gotta take it. Oh, pop champagne. Oh, pop champagne. Oh, we pop champagne. Oh, we pop champagne. We need more bottles, tell my hurry up. Tell them wrong brows here, had us in America. Give me 16 cars and you know I can have. Know it's me when you see the spur in your area. And she call me all night cause you can't get it up. On my neck, on my wrist, everything is lit up. Drinking bottles and I clink it till I spit it up. Only get one life so you gotta live it up.
To the dealer, you know I cop that.
What's that?
Brand new Rory in the rooftop back. Came through Harlem like the rooftop back.
Ayo.
Money in the bank, man, you know I stop that.
Stop that.
Now we tryna get up in the club. Tryna tell me no, cause I'm rolling with thugs.
We got money.
Show a flash a couple of dollars. Yep. Told him we only want tables and we buying out the bottom. But y'all know the order. Told him 10 rosés and a few cold waters.
Right.
Tony Trone and a couple of lemons.
Go.
$10,000, got some denim.
She said it's your life, but every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life, but every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life, but every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life, but every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life. She be looking right around my way. Hey man, I'ma doing no more tricks.
I'm okay.
I go to any club, I don't bet. And you don't want no balls on the dead body.
No.
She thought I was gon' violate. Thought I was cheating, she was climbing up the basket. Try to catch me with my pants net. She let me beat it on the mat.
He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he call me, said he wanna fuck. He be getting money in the town. Ask me where I'm at, I'm around.
I'm around.
He call me the queen, I got a crown. Everywhere I go, I shut it down. He thought I tried to line him. Thought I was leaving, poked a hole in the condom. Tried to show me he was serious. He tried to eat it on my period.
She said it's your life, but every night she called me, said she wanna love.
Out there in LA, 906 New York City, hip hop performer coming to you live out of Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? It's Money Monday, that's what we call it. Tonight's topic, hey, prepare for the interview and get the job or the promotion. That's our topic tonight. We're going to help you get the job or the promotion. Jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, kicking it off. Hey, that was that Uptown Shake from Safe James. Hey, check him out, safejames.com. Dope mix. Hey, that Bad Boy Fam reunion kicked off in serious style this weekend out there in New York City. It's rolling through the A in September. I'll be up in there. Will you? Will you? Will you? Hey, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. What up, Hot Chocolate? Will you be up in there at the Amalie Arena in Tampa for that Bad Boy joint?
I will actually be up in there at Phillips Arena with you.
What?
That's right. I'm going to the ATL show. That's right. Getting my ticket today. Where,
that's what it is. That's
she shaking Charlotte.
Did you hear that? That hate out of Charlotte? All the way live from Charlotte, Mother Shakalaki, where the hate is real.
Oh, my God.
What up, Bossy?
Good just morning wow. In the afternoon. That was cool, not shade. Until you go
that
into Atlanta.
That was salt thrown if I have ever heard it, and I'm going to need
I
you
promise.
To keep your sodium to yourself.
No, listen, y'all need this one right here. This Pepsi for y'all. This cherry Pepsi right here. Listen, I made that sound not because you're going to the show, either one of you, because I saw the ticket prices. That was the noise that I
no,
made.
No, absolutely. I told you.
Oh yeah, they are pretty penny now.
I think I'm spending about $700, no exaggeration, for where I want to sit in the arena. No exaggeration, people.
Yeah.
It's like that. But this is the show of all shows. You'll never see a show like this show in a long time.
Like this
what
again.
What we talking about? We
absolutely
talking about
not.
Diddy and his folk. Because you know Diddy going to show his dollar signs. His
okay.
$8 signs.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Hey, I saw some tickets in section 106, I think, at Phillips Arena for like $1.50. So, unless you're going for like a club seat or something like that, then, you know,
folks, let me
check
tell
it
you
out.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm looking
I saw the 130 price
on Facebook. Pre-sale tickets on Facebook. By the time the tickets go on sale, nobody's going to be able to get a ticket. From a public perspective, because I think the tickets go on sale this Friday for Phillips Arena.
No,
in,
they went
in
on sale last Friday.
Yeah,
okay,
last Friday for all of the shows. Yes,
I had purchased tickets pre-sale, so I don't think there was that many tickets left in Atlanta. I can guarantee you.
Yeah, probably not. Probably
hey,
not.
Tonight's topic: preparing for the interview. Or how to get the job. Listen, in my career, I have probably hired about 5,000 people, interviewed many, many others. Have either of you ever interviewed with me?
Hell no.
No. Okay. Now, that's funny.
Okay.
I don't think it had to be expressed that way, but no, sir.
I'm not sure I would have got a job if he would have done it. If he would have.
Okay. Well, I mean, I only ask because I can't remember, right? But we've all worked together.
Yes.
And so I could not remember if you all had ever had the interview with me. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you tips on how to prepare for the interview and get the job or the promotion. I've hired about 5,000 plus folks. I've interviewed that many more in order to hire at least 5,000. And I'll tell you the good, the bad, you know, and what you can do to really get a leg up in the process. Hey, we'll be right back. You're inside the social lab.
The Rock Boys in the building. Teflon Don. Hello, good morning. Tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weave. First time fish telling in the 6 feet. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kind of like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills. A dime with a fat ass and waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats and the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Come on.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Yeah, like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I know, cause I'm blowing on that movie.
You know.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Where the move here? Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the movement. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. Kingfish fly to anyone you've been seen with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. You sing to checking in a 5-star suite. Come on. With some 5-star freaks, getting high all week. Catch me in the I was up the night when y'all sleep. In a fast car, super bad bars, back seat. That's me, feeling nothing nice. Fuck a couple nights till the moon say goodbye and the sun greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Come on.
Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You blow. You beaming. Cause you know that you really need it. And not the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights on.
Cause I'm leaning on the bar, that's a cleaner than the car. 24, so I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag, I've been stuckin' on the air. 20 bag, cause the beat won't stop.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Yeah, like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know,
we on
that. I'm loving
the blow on
that movie.
You know,
we on that.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy, baby. Let's work. Come on. Let's work.
Your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that diggin' did he flow. How that diggin' did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa.
Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
It's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I'm low 'cause I'm low on that movie.
You know, we on that.
Hello.
knockout song right there. 9:15 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General, Madam CeeLo Boston, Diddy Dirty Money, that Hello Good Morning remix featuring T.I. and Ricky Rose right there. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in here with us tonight. And our topic is getting yourself ready for that job interview, getting yourself ready in line in formation to make that next professional move in your life, what you need to do, tips, all that right here in the Social Lab.
Work. And before the break, I asked both of these fine young ladies, had they ever interviewed me? I've been a boss for a long time.
Yes, you have.
For a very long time. Been a boss.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again,
yes.
I've hired a lot of people. I've promoted a lot of people. I've created a lot of leaders in America.
Yes,
and I feel blessed to have been able to have the opportunity to actually put people who probably would not have had the opportunity if I wasn't in the position. I've always been for the underdog. I like the underdog. I am an underdog. And in turn, you know, I like to see people grow and prosper. And tonight, you know, you can actually pull out the pencil and the pad and take some notes, right? Because this is the deal. In order to get the job, to get the promotion, you have to be prepared. Most people do not prepare. And the fact that you prepare, P-R-E-P-A-R-E, is going to give you a leg up because most people just flat out do not prepare.
They don't.
That's the first thing.
Very true.
We want to start off and talk about tonight. The number one thing you can do to prepare for the interview, to prepare for the job, to prepare for the promotion is just that. Be prepared, right? What is the job? What's the role? What are the responsibilities? Do you have the level of proficiency to meet the requirement? Not based on your effort, but based on your performance. Tonight we're talking about being prepared for the interview, and to get the job or the promotion, number one thing, again, is be prepared. Research. Number two, research the company that you're actually looking for employment. Know something about the company. Know if they are a employee-friendly environment. Try to identify people who work there, right? You know, find out if they do a whole lot of overtime and it's a requirement. Because why sign up for the job if you got to be home by 4 o'clock to get your kids from daycare? Them people don't care.
Right.
Why
at all.
Why did you sign up knowing that those folks were not, you know, considerate of the fact that you were a parent? You have to make sure that where you're looking to align your career, right, not your job, makes a difference. Where you're looking to align your career, make sure it's lined up with your lifestyle. So the number one thing is be prepared. Number two is research the company. Make sure it's lined up. It's aligned with your values and what you need in order to be successful. You all want to add anything to that?
You're doing great.
All right.
Very true.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, what I'll add is, listen, you have to make sure that you are professional in your appearance.
If
you have tattoos and piercings, please make sure that your piercings are out for the interview at least. Shock the people, scare them to death after you get the job, but at least show up on the interview with the piercings out.
Right.
The tattoos
you can have the hole.
And the tattoos
right. You can
covered,
have the
right?
hole.
I'm
so you can have the holes in your face. Yeah.
Look,
you can go ahead and have the holes
and
in your face and everything, you know. But it's all right.
Ladies, please understand that professional attire is not, I repeat, not club attire.
Thank you. Oh, my
leave
God.
Leave your six-inch heels at home.
Your shiny
leave
dress.
The cleavage at home. Leave
shiny
the shiny
dress.
Sequence dress at home.
Okay,
you know,
we talk about cleave for a minute? Can we talk about cleave? Because, you know, some,
we absolutely
about
can.
Is we, you know, listen, it's a catch 22. It's one of them between a rock and a hard place. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, it is, but the bottom line is this, cleave is distracting. Specifically for the interviewer. And what I've learned is, it's not just men who are distracted by cleavage. Women are too. Women are just as distracted by cleavage. I found out, ladies and gentlemen,
everybody
we're talking about being prepared for the interview.
Everybody loves titties.
And to get the job and the promotion, dress code, and much, much more when we return. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab.
No cleave.
Hey, yo, swing, swing, swing. Chop, chop, chop. Yo, that's the sound when MCs get mocked. Don't come around town without the hip in your hop. Cause when the shit hits the fan, that ass will get dropped. Wanna attack me, but them punks can't go. I have you left without a job, like I keep from the love boat. The money, watch them out, I might have to bust ya. Battling MCs, from JFK to Russia. Back down to London, Sweden and Brazil. Do a US tour for 3 months, and then I chill. Styles be fat like Jackie Gleason, the rest be art corny. People love the dog like the kids love Barney. I love you, you love me. The shorty fight dog is your favorite MC. So move back yourself, dread, you know the element. The tribe is good for your health. Like a can of nutriment. MCs don't have no wins. MCs don't have no bitch. I flip shit crazy than a bustle full of Jerry's kids. Your crew don't want it, and your crew don't want it. But if you feel you can swing it, the money please bring it. Large professor in the house, you know how we do. I stay on your crew, like Mario Lemieux. Beat the Ike Clark and the rest of the crew. I meet you guys in front of the cleaners, bring the runs and the fruit. 1988, senior year at Garvey High. Where all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly. Lounging with the tipster. Out the honey, they know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating. Cause when it came to honeys, I was going a stroke until I met my match. Her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go. Cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice me for my bank. Swinging with my main man, Lucky, behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me that. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, tease them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal. And I'm all too man, like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time, trying to be a super hoe. She finally played me, but yo, I'd find another. Cause I've got the crazy game, and yo, I'm smooth,
hey, yo,
like butter.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter.
I don't know what to say, but here I go freaking. If the papes come, then you know I'm seeking. I'm just a short puffer, dark skin face, weigh above 50, 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly, look like Mr. Burley. To this day, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Others try to front, but everybody know. I get more props in the Arsenio Hall, so party animal I was. But now I chill at home, all I do is write rhymes, eat, drink, shit, and bone. Find my soul in Amityville. I'm always in the island, fudging Lucky know the time. They know who keeps me smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Busta Douglas. I say peace to MC Trouble. Rest
in peace. What up? Hey, yeah.
Fat. Yeah, I know it looks pathetic. Ali Shaheed Muhammad got me doing calisthenics. Needless to say, boy, I'm bad to the bone. Making love to my mic like Jerobe on the phone.
Down.
But no time for talk. There's bills to be paid.
What?
Toes to be laid.
What?
Punks to be sprayed.
What?
Chumps to attack, so my man, watch your back. 93 means skills are a must, so never lack. Sit back and learn. Come now, watch the birdie. Your styles are incomplete, same as Vinny Testa birdie. Battling? Whenever.
Yeah.
Hot damn. Give me the microphone, boy. One time. Bam.
Keep it on the cooler, cause here comes the heat. Lyrically, it takes the jazz will pace the beat. As we proceed to elevate, you read it, folks.
9:25 p.m. You are inside, yep. TM Hyman Radio, the Social Lab. You know, tonight we are talking about preparing for the interview and getting that job or promotion. And before we went to break, we covered, well, TM covered a couple of things. First being prepared. Number two being doing research. And we left off at personal appearance with, you know, not wearing your club clothes to the interview, you know, wear your church clothes instead. But I think that's where we left off.
I have another one to add to personal appearance that
I don't think you,
someone actually
you
texts
to,
me.
I'm sorry.
I was just going
to
add.
I'm just thinking you don't have to wear church clothes. You can wear business casual clothes, too.
True.
See, but some people don't even know what that is. That's my point. That's why I just said church.
We'll talk about it.
Think professional.
We'll talk about it.
Yes, we'll get into that. And ladies, remember your makeup. Your makeup shouldn't be, you know, a full beat-down face from the matte counter, you know, including your glitter lip gloss. You don't need all that for the interview.
What's wrong with the glitter lip gloss?
Oh, my God.
That's just as distracting as
somebody,
the tweet.
Somebody
like,
wants
really?
To know that. Somebody wants to know
right.
What's wrong with the damn
well,
glitter
you,
lip gloss.
And you're right. You're right. That's just as distracting as cleavage. Think, when you're thinking professional, think clean, think neat,
church clothes.
And think simplistic. Not even really church clothes, just simplistic. Black, blue, neutral colors. You know, if you're thinking red, if for a pop of color, I would keep that to the shirt, or, you know, gentlemen, for your tie option, I wouldn't do the, you know, the Prince red suit with the ruffles. I think that's a bit much, but that's just me. You know, I've done my hiring in the banking corporate world. So,
well,
you know,
black
and
black blue
were power
brown,
colors.
Brown and gray. Black, blue, brown,
right.
And gray.
Brown or gray.
Colors.
Exactly.
And you can
any variation.
You can rotate those colors with anything, folks.
Yes.
Listen, all you got to do, you know, fellas, listen. You go to Walmart. Now check it out now. Don't frown at Walmart. Don't front. You in there anyway. Don't front. Go to Walmart.
Or Target. You're right.
Of black, blue, brown, and gray slacks, right?
Yeah.
All you got to do is change them out every 6 months, you know, if you eat a lot. But if you don't eat a lot, you know, then you can, those slacks will hold out for a minute. You can switch them up with a lot of shirts and a lot of different outfits and variations. Get your game up. You know what I'm saying? For low to no cost at all. Folks, we're talking about being prepared for the interview in order to get the job or the promotion tonight. First, we talked about preparation and researching the entity. And these are not in any particular order tonight. We talked about just being prepared. But I'll actually go back a couple of steps, and I'll say, first of all, be focused on your why. Why are you looking for a job? Why do you need a job? Why are you doing this? Is it for yourself? Is it for your children? You know, is it to get, you know, to get a step up because you're trying to start a business? You need some seed money. What is the why, right? Get focused on that. Map out a plan, because your why could be your motivation. Your why should be your motivation. And then it comes down to the research. Whatever you're going after, whoever you're trying to work for, you know, research the benefits. Make sure it's a good partnership, a good situation. Unless you are unless you're one of those folks that just, you know, go to people's training session to go to another training session just to go to another training session and then find another training session. And, you know, if you're a professional trainee, then God bless you, because, you know. But if you're someone looking for a long-term situation, you know, research the company, make sure they got good benefits and that you can grow on the job. And then make sure that you're prepared. You're prepared for the interview. And dress code, you know, has a lot to do with preparation. Not based on how you think you look. Ask a professional person. Don't ask your neighbor. They haven't worked in 7 years.
That's me.
Why are you asking them? Why are you asking them? Don't play yourself and ask somebody who has not been in a professional environment in the last 2 years.
I feel discriminated against.
They're not relevant, folks.
But that's
it is what it is.
The last time that you were in the job,
to the workplace.
Exactly, it took the words right out of my mouth.
Tonight, up in here, we're trying to help you tonight. Hey, it's 9:30. We'll be right back. It's your social lab, Team Hound Radio.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication leads to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Rick to Kingston. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. Now understand El Boogie, not violent. But different things test me, run to me, gun. Yeah, take a threat to me, newborn son. Been this way since creation. A goofy car, you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some.
My own girl, Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong. Trying to do right by you got me here. Now all I am is alone. Cause her eyes close to, and that don't compare. Oh, no.
Just like that, you're inside the Social Lab. You're rocking out on a Monday. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, follow us on Twitter, Mr. T.M. Hyman, at Mr. T.M. Hyman, of course, at Madam Boston, at Very Hot Chalk, and, of course, at T.M. Hyman Radio. Hey, tonight we're talking about preparing for the interview in order to get the job or promotion. We talked about earlier the why. Why are you seeking the job? You know, is it for the kids? It should be. If you have kids and you're not taking care of them, listen, you need a job. And it's as easy as you think. It really starts with just wanting to do better. Wanting to do better. You don't have to have a degree in order to get a good job. You know, what you have to have is an effort and some intent. You know, put some intention behind your why. You know, you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your kids. Maybe you need to take care of your parents because they're getting older. They can't work anymore. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if you really focus and you do the right research and you prepare and you look halfway decent, people will give you an opportunity. The reality is people are trying to help people who are trying to help themselves. And when I talked earlier about, you know, asking people, you know, who are professionals, of course, you don't have to be a professional in order to help people. That's not what I'm saying. But we're talking about getting the job, getting the promotion, right? So it's about effective feedback. And effective feedback comes from people who are doing it every day, right, in real time. Things have changed. You know, technology and definitely in America, has changed dramatically. The workplace is changing dramatically. In order to keep up, you have to do constant research in order to be competitive. And that's just, it is what it is. The next thing I would actually say, as a part of the interview process, and after you've done research, you know, identify about three or four highlights that you can actually speak to about the company during the interview process. It demonstrates your knowledge. It demonstrates your understanding and how your values are aligned with the company that you want to work for. You know, again, it comes through research. If you simply go on the website and you know, even go on the Twitter account, you know, go on the Facebook page of the company, see what their interests are, you know, and ultimately take notes and take that into the interview. You want to be relevant, yeah. Folks. The key word is relevant. It's not a ding to anybody, but the bottom line is this. Many people are outdated. I'm not ashamed to say that. Get out of my way. That's the bottom line. You know, you might be able to help somebody. You just can't help me. You feel me? Hey, we're talking about being prepared for the interview and getting the job or the promotion. Hey, it's 9:39 where I am here in the A. And this is what I'll say. Any corporation that's a corporation has – a headquarters here in Atlanta. And if you are somewhere in America and you are looking for a huge opportunity, I encourage you to go to the website of the company that you want to work for. You might not even know who you want to work for. Think of a few. Create a list. And then go down that list and look at the career section of those major corporate websites. Start just applying. Apply. Listen, nothing beats a failure but a try, right? Put your name in the hat. Get in the game. Stop wishing about it, thinking about it. put your name in the hat, get in the game. And then if they call you,
make
don't be scared. Go for it. Most people are right on the brink of a huge opportunity, and then they back away from it. You know, it's like, listen, be careful what you ask for because you might just get it.
That's
be careful
right.
what you ask for. That's happened to me several times. I wanted the opportunity. Then when the opportunity presented itself, I was almost like, I didn't mean right now. I meant next week.
I wasn't ready yet. I wasn't ready yet.
Right. Absolutely.
But clearly you
I mean, can either of you speak to that where, you know, you might have wanted something and you just weren't prepared for it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? Kinda, because I had already I was working one job. Matter of fact, the job that I met you at, and I had already accepted a job at Cox Communication as a technician. So I put in my 2-week notice on a Friday, and they fired me on Monday. Now I wasn't prepared for them to fire me. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like you knew you wanted to let me go on Friday. You know, like, why do we have to wait the whole weekend? But, I mean, that's about the only time that I was like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I just wasn't ready to go that day. But, I mean, it was cool. I still made up for it.
You sure there was, you know, no barbiturates or liquor involved?
By no means. It really was that. I think I told you guys about this. It was one of the, it was at Verizon, like I said, but when they fired me that day, it was like at 5 o'clock and I was pissed. And I was like, yo, I could have gone to the women's, there was a women's symposium there for 2 days and I had planned to go that Tuesday cause I was off and they fired me that Friday. I mean that Monday, excuse me. And I was like, yo, I could have made it there. I could have been there instead of being here. Why did you fire me Friday? So I wasn't upset.
Wow.
I was just upset that I could have been doing something else, wasting my damn time, you know. But that's just me.
ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you're able to pass the drug test. Here's
I passed my drug test, thank you. Okay? I ain't never let that get in my way. That kept me there.
Oh, wow.
There's something in this liquor. The air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl. So come over here. There's something in this liquor. Oh yeah, the air is getting thicker. All I want is you. Yeah, all I want is you. There's something in this liquor, girl. I'm looking at your figure. Getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you.
what did you slip up in my cup, girl? Cause I wonder, I had a little bit too much, girl.
PM here in the social lab, C Breezy and that liquor, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and the General. Still got a few more minutes left in the show if you want to weigh in, 917-889-3926. And we're giving you tips and information regarding being prepared for that job interview to make that next step in your life, in your career. Yeah, so we've gone over some very, very helpful tips and information. We hope that you had your pen and paper out jotting that stuff down. We touched on dress code. We touched on preparedness. We touched on research. And making the research, I wanted to add and kind of got sidetracked, the research that you do on the company relevant, of course, to the job position, but also something that you're able to speak to in the experience that you are bringing from your current position is always very helpful. Tie the two in together and, you know, sell yourself. That's what the job interview is. Sell yourself. And even if you're Publix and you're not the cheapest, bottle on the shelf, and you got Walmart that's coming up next in the job interview, make the employer spend that extra money on you to bring you into the company. Show them your value. Show them your worth to the company and what you can do.
Yeah, even if you are on the job trying to get the promotion, right? I mean, the position has to be relevant. The experience has to be relevant. And clearly your performance, because it's all about the results first and foremost, but it's not just all about, quantifying numbers and crunching numbers. Are you a good leader? Are you a good people leader? Some people, might be strong at driving results, but, they just have, real nasty attitudes. They don't have good interpersonal skills.
Yeah.
And it takes a balance of both. Or at least being able to demonstrate it and turn it off and turn it on. And so some people can recognize that in themselves and some people can't. Be teachable, be coachable at all times. That is certainly a great takeaway for tonight. Again, be teachable, be coachable. When people perceive that you can that you are teachable, they don't mind training you. They don't mind, trying you out per se. But, if they sense that you are defensive, your attitude is kind of standoffish, that they will deem you, that you're not a good fit. Know-it-alls definitely don't work in today's society. Today's environments effective work environments are diverse. They are diverse. And if you're someone who does not thrive well in a diverse environment, then you just aren't competitive and you probably won't be successful. I know that's cut and dry, but we're talking to people who want to get the job and get the promotion tonight. You have to be focused at all times on the why. Do the research, prepare. Again, just a couple of highlights. Grab a couple of highlights about the company, align them with your values and your experience and your previous performance. And then, listen, when it comes to the interview, think the questions through. Don't be so quick to answer the question before you even really process what the person asked you. Think the question through. Be clear in your response. It's all about you. Don't rush through the interview. Most people are so nervous, they're trying to just get in and out. Listen, that's your time to shine. If you're prepared, you should take as much time as you want to in demonstrating why you are the best person for the job. If
but you know
look
what?
Good,
absolutely
and,
right.
And you're clear in your presentation, 9 times out of 10, along with those highlights about the company, you have a competitive edge on other people who interview for the job. Go ahead, Boston.
And I wanted to say two things to piggyback off of, like, you know, being prepared or what have you. Knowing the people are going to ask you, why should they hire you? And you shouldn't, you can't just say because I want a job or because I think you need people or whatever. Like, really think about why should anybody hire you? The second thing I wanted to touch on was the promotion part. Now, I feel like I'm good in that. I can give advice on that because I was getting promoted every 6 months. But the thing was, I was also staying on top of what training classes were coming up, you know, that would push me to the next level. And if my manager wouldn't sign me up for it, or if they didn't have the time, I'd go to another, you know, supervisor or manager. You got to stay in control of you control how far you go in a company. You know what I mean? But some people don't even know to look for training stuff. They think that the emails that come out are just emails about, you know, quarterly earnings and such. But no, you have to know what's being offered that you to take advantage of so you can feel, you know, that step up. But yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, what are your strengths, folks? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are you good at? What are you not good at? Stop focusing on the things that you're not good at. And focus on those things that you are good at and put them to work. Hey, we got the last tip when we come back. We'll be right back.
Think about all the times, think you may need
what?
All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But we tried that, we could be somewhere. The climate is warm, don't get you around. Yeah.
Diamond Radio Live. You know, you're inside the social lab. We got 6 minutes left, so you know what that means. It's 9:56 p.m. We have 4 minutes left. I'm sorry. You know, tonight we have been talking about preparing for the interview and getting the job or the promotion. So luckily, I mean, excuse me, hopefully you had, you know, something to write this down with. If not, you can check out the podcast in about 20 minutes after
run
we go
back,
off
air.
Yeah,
hey, I got this last tip for you tonight. Listen, a interviewer is extremely impressed at the end of the interview by someone who asks good questions. If you are someone who asks good, relevant questions, let me add this, good, short, relevant questions, because you want to be able to get in like two or three. Right. So they can't be long and drawn out. It's going to be like, unless they just like really, really good questions. But if you ask good questions, what that demonstrates is your interest. It demonstrates your knowledge. And really, you know, lastly, which is probably most important, it demonstrates initiative on your part, interest above and beyond. Because most people are not going to ask questions at the end. And if they do ask questions, they're going to really mess up. And they're going to ask, well, how much do you pay? And no one really tells you how much they're going to pay unless it's an hourly job. And they kind of advertise that in the newspaper, or they told you that before you filled out the application. So if you ask how much do you pay, and they already published it in the newspaper, what that is a signal of is that you don't pay attention.
Oh.
So ask good, relevant questions. Yeah. Hey, we're trying to help you tonight to get the job or get the promotion. Hey, we up out of here. Hey, take us home. Y'all can add whatever y'all want to add. I think, you know, they should pay us for this show tonight, damn it.
They should.
You're right.
I'll create a PayPal account that y'all can go ahead and send that money to. But until then, whatever you do, do it well. See y'all on Monday. Well,
I like mine in all Tubmans, please. Thank you. TM Hymus Radio. We are the social lab.
Cashier check.
See you on Wednesday.
Okay, I want a cashier check now.
Now
I want a
cashier
check.
Do it.
Hey. Little friend.
Real friends, how many of us, how many of us, how many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us, we smile at each other, but how many honest? Trust issues, switch up the number, I can't be bothered, I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing, hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. The church up by drinking at the communion, spilling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the f*** we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry?
Tell me you want those tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on the FaceTime. Even.
TM Hymus Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymus Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymus Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hymus Live. TM Hymus Live. TM Hymus Live. Talk radio show. TM Hymus Live. TM Hymus Live. TM Hymus Live. Talk radio show. TM Hymus Live. TM Hymus Live. TM Hymus Live.